This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Leading off, the second baseman, number two, Nico Hoerner.
Nico Hoerner, that's so fun.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Hoerner, how are you, man? Keep rocking it, mate.
He's got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs,
Nico Hoerner, as the people are chanting his name.
Oh, boy, that's what happens. How are you, sir?
I'm great. It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Yeah, it has.
Miss your voice.
Oh, that's nice.
See,
you were supposed to follow that up with,
miss your scent. Miss your musk. When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
Nico Hoerner
with Spiegel and Holmes
on 670 The Score.
How fun is that?
It's very fun to talk to Nico Hoerner, who joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Nico from Cubs Camp, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, guys. How
are
we doing?
We are good, man. How you feeling? How's the flexor and the tendon and the flexor tendon? All of it.
Yeah, all of it. It's doing well. Good bit into my throwing program and such. Still got no dates or big fancy announcements or things like that, but moving along well and making good progress. I think best way to put it is like a couple months ago or like when I got surgery, like if you were to tell me I am where I am on February 18th, I'd be really happy with it. So I'm in a good spot.
Well, that's good news overall. We want you to get to go to Japan. I like picturing Nico in Japan. Have you been to Asia of any kind before?
No, I haven't. I mean, it's just as a fan of the game, right? It's just going to be such a great spectacle, a celebration of the sport. Obviously, for the Dodgers coming off of a championship and with their Japanese players and with ours, like, it's just going to be so cool to see those players received in their home country. And we get, like, glimpses of it here, like, with getting off the bus and a bunch of Japanese fans outside waiting around in some places you wouldn't expect sometimes, but I can't even imagine what it's like in the actually in Japan. So going to be so cool to see that.
Yeah, as a lover and an appreciator of culture and of baseball culture, you deserve to see that. If you don't get to go, what can we do? Can we send sushi? I mean, the desert is not a great spot for sushi historically out there in Arizona, but, you know, we'd like to do anything we can if you don't get to go.
Yeah, no, I think even the best sushi in Arizona would just feel like a bit of a slap in the face compared to what the team's experiencing there. So hopefully we don't get to that point, but I'll probably not be consuming sashimi while the team's in Japan if I don't go.
Yeah, hey, we get a fresh out of the lake here in Chicago, so we're all we're all good. Nico, I'm guessing that Justin Turner will be one of those guys that is on the plane en route to Asia. What'd you think about that signing? The 40-year-old Justin Turner is a Cub.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Like, it's one that really, really fires me up. Just from a standpoint of, like, he's a player that I've really enjoyed watching hit for so long and just have so much respect for him in so many ways as a player, from just as his offensive profile, and obviously it's been well documented, but how much he improved at the major league level, and then the sustained success in an era of baseball when players so quickly are not giving opportunity after, you know, they're 31, 32, and for him to do it until he's 40 and just continuing to produce at such a high rate, it fits our lineup and our needs incredibly well. And I'm so excited to have him around and watch him do his daily work. It's going to be really, really fun.
What do you love that he does at the plate during the course of an at bat?
Yeah, well, I think he was definitely lumped in with, like, a bunch of hitters in, like, a time when there was such an emphasis on getting the ball in the air and, you know, launch angle and pull side homers and all that stuff that's just become, you know, common lingo now. I think he was kind of a poster child for that, whether he wanted to or not. But there's so much more to his game than that. Like, I feel like he's as good as anyone in baseball situationally. He's got a backside line drive whenever he wants it. He walks. He doesn't strike out at a high clip. Like, it's just a really, really well-rounded offensive player and someone who can kind of do anything you ask at the plate. And that's kind of, you know, that's the kind of offensive player I've always wanted to be and a lot of us strive for. And he's done it for a long, long time in big situations, big games, and it will be great to have him around.
When I think about the possible offensive improvements for this club, I think about more at-bats like that. Just, you know, and we don't have to talk about guys who went away, but like all the guys that have come here and some of the youngsters all seem capable of like really smart, thoughtful at bats, like full at bats, like you're talking about. And if you have enough of those, that can keep the line moving and keep rallies going, can it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's the ability to win all sorts of different kinds of game, which of course is asked of teams at Wrigley, I think, more than most places, because you got to be able to win 12-10, win 2-1, all those in betweens. And I think when you have really well-rounded players like that, it gives you that opportunity. A guy who can hit the three-run homer, but also hit a, you know, not strike out and hit a sac fly in a tough situation, or all those things. And it's just, I think, when you add a well-rounded lineup like that all together, it's makes it so that those, you know, the good stretches are longer and maybe the bad stretches are shorter.
Yeah, we have a pretty good idea of what we can expect from Turner at this point in his career. One of the guys, though, that I don't know what to expect out of is Matt Shaw, who in theory could very well be the starting third baseman on day one for this Chicago Cubs team. What should we know? What is your evaluation so far in getting to know Matt Shaw and what he might be capable of at the major league level?
Yeah, I mean, I think anytime it's hard talking about teammates that you haven't really gone through it with.
Yeah.
Like, really, the course of a season, I think, is when you learn so much about guys' character and just what it's like playing with them in competition and all. But so I've only really been around him in the complex settings. But, you know, I really appreciate his confidence. I feel like he moves from a place of knowing himself really well and knowing his strengths, but also being able to self-assess and look at parts of the game that he can improve on. And he just seems really committed to being a well-rounded player and doing all parts of the game well. And, you know, he's stolen bases at a really high clip in the minor leagues. He's hit for power, has defensive versatility, and is looking really good at third base. So, yeah, just exciting to have another athlete that can do pretty much anything on the field. And just excited for him, you know, no matter what his opportunity is. I think he's going to be someone that seizes what's in front of him and continues to improve.
There's a lot of people who could move around this infield, you know, like, mm-hmm. like, and some of the minor, the big league guys trying to make the end of the bench, like Nicky Lopez and John Birdie and Bush has a history of moving around, like, and you do, like, once you're fully healthy, you think you'll move around a little bit and play some short in the mix?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we have the luxury of a shortstop who plays, you know, literally almost every day and takes a lot of pride in that. So, you know, in a perfect world, I'm not playing a lot of shortstop because that means that Dansby is, you know, healthy in himself and playing well. And we obviously want that. But, yeah, obviously the ability to play shortstop is huge for me in my game, and look forward to getting back there.
Do you pay attention? I'm sure you've been asked questions similar to this, but do you pay attention to the predictions people are making? Because there's a lot of people who are pretty comfortable with you guys winning the division.
I'm not so much aware of like division predictions. I saw there was some like win projections for us that were higher than in past years, and you know, I would have said that was pretty obvious or accurate given just roster construction and stuff. It seems like a more full team than we've had in past years going into the season. And but no, not in comparison to the rest of the division, but mentality wise, that should absolutely be the mentality. I mean, works backwards from winning a World Series, but starting with that is winning the division and dominating. And I think that's the headspace we should be in, not so much like, can we make our way into the playoffs or creep into a wild card, like the situations we put ourselves in past years. Like, the outlook should be dominating for sure.
Hot topic, Cubs offseason. Yeah, you think a more full team at this point than you have felt like last year and maybe the year before too?
Yeah, I think we just look at the entire roster, and every team has room for improvement and players you can add or trades you can make, and that might well happen in the middle of the year this year. You never know, but I just feel really confident in the group that we have, a combination of guys with who've been here and have had success with the Cubs, and then you bring high-end talent in and up from the minor leagues, and I think that's when you kind of start having sweet spots of consistency that's been here before, and then sparks of some new guys around, and I'm just excited to see how that plays out.
Hey, Nico, last week we talked to this new White Sox outfielder named Mike Tauchman. I believe it's pronounced Tauchman. And yeah, he was praising you for something very important off the field.
We had a good group because, like, fantasy, our fantasy football league was we had a lot of guys that believed in their hearts that they knew ball. I think there's a big difference between knowing like how to do fantasy football or like DraftKings fantasy football,
yeah,
or like doing that, and like knowing ball.
Amen.
So, and hey, both are important. It's one thing to watch the games wanting the guy to do well for your fantasy team, and it's another thing to watch the games.
How about our guy Nico? I know he made the fantasy playoffs, and he was proud of that. But I mean, I think he was learning football from you guys, frankly, during the course of the year.
Uh-oh.
The fact that Nico did have the first pick and took Christian McCaffrey and still made the playoffs is a big credit to Nico. He did a great job.
So, I mean, look at that. Look at the love from Mike Tauchman, your former teammate. It's really nice.
Yeah, he's big on the, you ask him a question and he'll kind of pause and put his hand up and then slowly break it down on his terms. And I could picture him talking right there through that difference of knowing ball and being able to put a fantasy team together. And well done.
That's hilarious. The first part of that, by the way, was him talking about Justin Steele and kind of saying, because I said I heard Justin Steele on the radio, on this radio station with Zach Zaidman, talking football, and I could not have been more impressed with his knowledge of players. And it sounded like to me that this Tauchman fella was kind of saying that he's a fraud too. So I guess Tauchman's the only guy that has football prowess in that, or did have football prowess in that locker room.
Yeah, I mean, I think you get a certain amount of supposed knowledge in your head, and you just start confusing yourself. And I just see the points on the page. I'm not looking into it too much. I'm putting the best option in, letting it ride. So we're going from there.
Yeah, there we go. All right, well, we'll keep that rivalry going. It's good. It's good. Good layer to add to Cubs Sox is the fantasy football competition between you guys. Nico, thanks for the time, man. We're wishing you health and wishing you Asia. All right.
Yes.
That would be a good combo.
Yeah.
I'm all for that.
All right, man. Thanks, Nico. See you soon.
Right. And now we've got bad blood. Yeah. We did it.
I forgot to tell him I'll be out there this week, but I'll check
in. Asia?
Yeah. I'll be in Asia.
He probably knows you're going to be there, Spiegs. He's probably looking like, oh, yeah, Spiegelman, play-by-play guy. Of course he's going to be here.
Tell you what's coming up on Thursday, by the way, for the Cubs' first game, which is not here on the score.
Oh, okay.
They are going to be using Mark Grody.
Aluminum bats.
No, but it's a great guess. They're going to be using something that is more modern than that, and something that may be coming to MLB, not this year, but the next year.
Oh.
Or the year after.
Oh.
The automated ball strike system.
Oh.
Will be used on Thursday in the Cactus League opener against the Dodgers. That's got out in Glendale at Camelback Ranch.
That's cool.
Umpires are going to make the calls, but managers will have the ability to challenge two calls per game. And a successful challenge means the team retains that challenge. So that is the way. And we have heard that the technology in terms of the measuring of the strike zone is not quite there. But, you know, in terms of adjusting it for every player and every at bat, and if a guy crouches down or doesn't crouch down, all those kinds of things. And where are we talking about a box that's over the plate? Like, all these things are in play. But I do love that MLB players will get a chance to try this out on
Thursday.
It
feels like something that we have been talking about it probably for decades now, but like something that would never actually happen, like just something we talk about, and then here it comes. And I get it, it's not like official, but to actually see them start to flirt with it and test it out, that's kind of an amazing moment, really.
We'll see how long it takes to get that going.
To where they really implement it.
Yeah.
What do you think the goal is? Because they're not going to do it this year. I would think that they would probably be more serious in their test runs this year if they were going to do it next year. So maybe 3 to 5 years.
I think they're trying to get
sooner.
I think they're trying to get the feedback here.
Still feedback
from the big league players on how they think it's working, and from big league managers on how they think it's working. And we'll see. You know, we'll see how much of that is going to get used. You know, and how much of that is going to get used as we move forward. Top of the hour, we'll talk some big picture baseball stuff. As Tom Ricketts and the Cubs are the face of an MLB broken system these days. But when we come back, a couple little things to get to: a disaster from Saturday night that someone has found a way to turn into a positive. I dig that. And our colleague Bruce Levine reporting something about the future in Wrigleyville that we need to touch on as well. It's Spiegel and Holmes, Spiegs and Grody on the screen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.